I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The southern Russian Republic of Chechnya is returning to normal after years of war between local separatists and Russian forces. At least that's what the country's controversial president, Ramzan Kadyrov, would like everyone to think. And he thinks soccer is a good way to make his point. Kadyrov brought a team of retired international soccer all-stars, led by the legendary Diego Maradona, to Chechnya this week for an exhibition match. Perhaps not surprisingly, the aging all-stars were beaten by the home team. Miriam Elder is a freelance journalist based in Moscow. Her article about the match in Grozny appeared in London's Guardian newspaper. Now, you relate a really bizarre match, complete with hovering helicopters and snipers, so I think we need a little context to fully grasp just how weird it was. The Chechen team, made up of Chechen and Russian players, was captained by President Kadyrov himself. Tell us a bit about Ramzan Kadyrov.
Well, Ramzan Kadyrov has been the leader of this republic unofficially for about 7 years now, officially for five, and he took over at a very young age. Now he's 34, this very thuggish young man who rules this place as if it were his own backyard.
Now, on the other side of the field, the international all-star team, Maradona, the former Liverpool great, Robbie Fowler, and many others. Maradona is now 50, aging in his own way, and Fowler's no spring chicken. Did it look as if they wanted to be there in Grozny playing soccer against Kadyrov and his team of Russian Chechens?
You know, it's hard to tell if they wanted to be there or not. Certainly, they didn't put their all into the game. The most interesting part was that any time Kadyrov had the ball, these major players would just kind of melt away and let Kadyrov do whatever he wanted with the ball. And as the announcer noted, every single time, Kadyrov assisted every goal.
Right, so everybody kind of deferring to the president soccer player. Why did Kadyrov hold this match?
There's two sort of reasons. One is that Russia recently won the right to host the World Cup in 2018. The second that Kadyrov heard that, it was clear that he wanted to host his own game on his territory. But the other reason also, the feeling that you got at the game, was that this is a guy who just really likes to play football. And maybe because of his stocky frame or for whatever reason, he didn't have much chance to do so as a kid. And since he is completely powerful in this republic, he just took the chance to invite some of the best players the world has ever seen to play against him and a few of his friends.
Now, a couple of months ago, apparently, the same team in Chechnya played against a bunch of Brazilians and lost pretty badly. Some people have said this match might have been fixed. Is there any evidence of that?
I don't know if you'll ever see evidence as in a contract signed, but it certainly seemed that the other side was not playing to top capacity. And the interesting part is in the first half, the international side scored two goals within 18 minutes. They went off for halftime, and when they came back, it was a miracle. And the Chechen side scored five goals, you know, within 20 minutes with the internationals not equalizing at all.
That's so, amazing.
Yeah.
Journalist Miriam Elder speaking with us about a bizarre soccer match that ended very early this morning in Grozny, Chechnya. Miriam, thank you.
Thank you.